This is GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. More than a century ago, Georgia was rocked by a murder, a controversial trial, and a lynching. Leo Frank, a Jewish man from New York who ran the National Pencil Company in Atlanta, was charged with the rape and murder of a 13-year-old girl. Her name was Mary Fagan. Although he was convicted, some were convinced that Frank was innocent and that anti-Semitism played a role in the verdict. Then Georgia Governor John Slayton even commuted Frank's death sentence, believing that he didn't commit the crime. But just a few weeks later, Frank was dragged from his cell in Milledgeville by a mob of Marietta residents and lynched. None of the men were charged, and many of them would go on to establish the modern-day Ku Klux Klan. Well, now former Governor Roy Barnes is working with the Fulton County District Attorney's Office to exonerate Frank over 100 years later. He joins me now from Macon to talk about the case. Good morning, Governor Barnes.
Good morning.
So what is it about this case that first caught your attention? I mean, take me back to the moment that you heard about Leo Frank.
Well, I'm a native of Cobb County, and of course, he was lynched in Cobb County, and Mary Fagan was from Marietta and is buried in the Marietta Cemetery. And when I was a kid, it was something that was always whispered about. But the more that I studied the case, the more that I became convinced that Frank was not guilty. He definitely did not receive a fair trial. But beyond that, he was just simply not guilty.
So what do you think the justice system back then did to get the wrong man? Why do you think he's innocent?
This is a good example of why we need lawyers. Lawyers stand up or should stand up against passion and prejudice. And there were some good lawyers in this case, but unfortunately, they did not control the mob. The Fulton County Courthouse was on Marietta Street at the time. There's no air conditioning, so the windows would be open, and there was a mob down below, and somebody would sit in the window and tell what the testimony was, and the mob would either groan or cheer. It's reported that when the jurors would walk up the street to go to the trial lasted a month, that the mob would scream, "Hang the Jew or we'll hang you."
Wow. This mob had power.
This is the only Jewish lynching that they have found in American history. Now, unfortunately, and a blot on our history, the lynching of African Americans was fairly common. It's been estimated there were over 4,000 lynchings of African Americans. But this is the only Jew. As you mentioned in the introduction, it was the beginning of the modern Ku Klux Klan, which hated blacks, Roman Catholics, and the Jewish faith. Mm. It's a good example of how folks that were the pillars of the community, let me tell you who the lynchers were that planned it and that got into it. There's a picture of Leo Frank hanging from the tree off Friars Gin Road in Marietta, and Judge Newt Morris, who was the Superior Court judge, was standing there by the tree. The sheriff, the former sheriff, the current sheriff, they had all of these outstanding members of the community that were involved in this in one way or another. And the greatest question I've always had was, these people who are considered to be the pillars of the community, what happened to them that they went so crazy? One of the fellows that drove one of the cars was a fellow named Cicero Holt Dobbs. And that was my wife's grandfather. Of course, she didn't know him. He died when she was like 2 or 3 years old.
How does your wife make peace with that, with her grandfather being a part of that mob?
You know, she was very upset about it. She didn't know it until Steve Oney's book came out. But, you know, Mary was very upset about it, and she had got asked by the press some, you know, about it. She said, "Well, if I'd been alive, I hoped I could have changed and stopped him. But, you know, the sins of the father shouldn't be visited on the children, even though it often is, but she was very upset about it.
Mm. In 1986, the state of Georgia posthumously pardoned Leo Frank, which doesn't address guilt or innocence, but you say that's not good enough.
No, it's not, because the Pardon and Parole Board did that on procedural basis, that he was not afforded a fair trial. And I think that the evidence is more than sufficient to show that he did not commit the crime. And not only that, that it was based on what I consider to be the flimsiest of evidence. There's a great quote from Jack Slayton, Governor Slayton's wife, Sally, as they called her. He came home and said, I'm going to commute Leo Frank, but I don't know what effect it'll have on us. And she said, I would rather be the widow of a brave man than the wife of a coward.
You have taken us back to 1915, and I'm wondering what would be accomplished by a full exoneration in 2019-2020?
Well, I think what would be accomplished is this. It should be a reminder that you can't let passion and prejudice overcome common sense and human decency. And if there's ever a time that that lesson needs to be taught in our nation, I think it is now. I mean, look at the hatred that you hear spewed against immigrants or anyone else that disagrees with us. And that's what scares me. Though that may have been 100 years ago, the ghost of Leo Frank walks among us today. Rabbi Lebo had a great line, too, in answering the question, what is it established today? And he said, there's never a statute of limitations on doing what's right.
Roy Barnes is the former governor of Georgia. He's also a lawyer. We'd like to thank you so much, Governor Barnes, for sharing this with us.
Thanks. I've enjoyed being with you.
As for who killed Mary Fagan, Barnes says Jim Connolly is the man he thinks committed the crime. Connolly was a black janitor at the pencil factory and the key witness for the state. Along with Governor Barnes, Fulton County's Conviction Integrity Unit will review the case, which could eventually lead to Leo Frank's exoneration. You can find more details on the case at gpbnews.org. This is GPB.